The Gemara Daf Mem Amud Aleph has a says that Eitzim LaSaka Tanaihi. The concept of Eitzim LaSaka is a Machlokes Tanaim. Rashi has a whole Arichas Zaber what the proper Gis is in this Gemara. How are we guys over here? And he brings down one Girsa, our Girsa, then he brings down a Girsa that he heard from his Rebbeim that they were Girsa V'stam Eitzim LaSaka Ninu Tanaihi. And Rashi says he tried very hard to be Miyash of this Girsa, he wasn't able to do it. And he doesn't seem to like that Gersa, but then he tells us where he found this Gersa. He said, I found this Gersa in the Ksav Yad of Rabbeinu Gershom ben Yehuda, Menuchas HaKavod, and Rabbeinu Gershom had this Gersa, and he says, I also found it with Seder Yeshuais, Shal Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem Kasav. I found it in the Seder Yeshuais of Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem. And the question is, what in the world is this Seder Yeshuais? What does Rashi mean, I found this in Seder Yeshuais? What is Seder Yeshuais? Why is it called that? What is the Seder Yeshuais of Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem? And the truth is, we find this Lashon and Rashi in a couple other places in Shas. If you look at Mashal and Daf Lamechesim Vez in Yavamis, Rashi Dibu Maschol Ve'abaye, Rashi quotes a Gemara in Misha Meis and Baba Masa, Beseder Yeshuas, he also refers to it as Seder Yeshuas. Rashi in Bamatziah and Daf Kufid Alman Vez, Dibu Maschol Marabola Matzina, Rashi refers to the different Storm of Shas. He says it's Seder Mayad, Yeshuas, and Nashim. He refers to, again, to Seder Yeshuas. And it's pretty clear from those other Rashis that Seder Yeshuas is referring to Seder Nezikin. Rashi calls Seder Yeshuas Seder Nezikin. He calls it Seder Yeshuas. And that is what somebody Rashi meant over here as well, that this is found in the Pirish of the Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem on Seder Nezikin, which he refers to as Seder Yeshuas, because this sugya appears in Baba Kama as well, in Daf Kuf Beis, and he's referring to the Pirish of the Rabbeinu Yitzchak on Seder Nezikin, which he calls Seder Yeshuas. The question is, why refer to Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshuas? What's the pshat in that? Why is it called Seder Yeshuas? And I think the pshat is pashut. This is Alpi the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, the Gemara darshens the pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, V'haya emunas itacha chaisin Yeshuas chachma v'das. Chachma v'das. The Gemara says that each one of these words is going on one of the Shisha Seder Mishnah. Emuna is Seder Zrayin. You have to have emuna to be Zareya, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Itecha, Lashon Time, is Seder Mayed. Chaisin is Seder Nashim. Chachma is Kachim. Das is Tyrus. And Yeshuas is Seder Nezikin. Seder Nezikin is referred to as Seder Yeshuas. Why is it called Seder Yeshuas? Like Rashi, because Rashi says that it's Seder Nezikin, Mashiach, Mazir, Lifresh, Mehezek, Mischai Mammon. The Seder Nezikin teaches us how to have a Yeshua from being damaged, from being Chai Mammon. It saves us from Chiyuvi Mammon. That's why it's referred to as Seder Yeshuas. And that's what Chari Rashi means over in all these places, is calling Seder Nezikin Seder Yeshuas, because that's what the Gemara Darshan Sama Pasuk, Seder Nezikin is referred to as Seder Yeshuas. But the question remains, why would Rashi do that? Although the star Rashi refers to them as their regular name, Tyrus, Zrayim, Nashim, Mayed. Why over here, when it comes to Nezikin, suddenly Rashi uses the not the actual name of Nezikin, but the word of the Navi, the word of Yeshuas? Why does he use that Lashon of the Pasuk and not the actual name of Seder Nezikin? And the truth is, you find, I think, a makkah for Rashi from the Torah HaKadosh itself, from the Torah, from the Feresh Pasuk in Chumash, according to the Baal Turim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev, it says, V'yisol av v'syoysa mikolbanav ki ben zekunim ulo, he's a ben zekunim. What does it mean, a ben zekunim? Rashi brings down that he gave him all the Torah that he learned from Shem Ve'ever, and the Baal Turim says it's merumas in the word zekunim. Zekunim is spelled Zayin Kuf Nun Yud Mem, and he says that's a remez to all of Shisha Sidri Mishnah. It's merumas in this Pasuk. Zayin is connected Zrayim, Kuf is Kachim, Nun is Nashim, Mem is Mayid, and what is Yud? Yud is Yeshuas. It's referring to Seder Nezikin, it's Yeshuas. So the remez of the Torah to refer to all this storm only makes sense if you refer to Nezikin as Yeshuas. The Torah itself seems to refer to Nezikin as Yeshuas. So the Paldik Azach, why is everyone referring to Seder Nezikin as Yeshuas? Now, Agav, why Seder Tyrus is left out, that's Tamakasha and this Baal Turim, Ein Sham and the Mefarshim, they discuss that, why Seder Tyrus is not mentioned. Al Kopanim, that's the question, why refer to Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshuas? And I thought the Epshah of the Pshat could be like this. We find in the Gemara in a couple of places, Lamashal and Avodah Zarah and Dav Zayin, that the Gemara says, Kula Nezikin Chada Masechti. All of Nezikin is one Masechta. What does that mean? That Kula Nezikin is referring to the three Babas. Baba Kama, Baba Mesiyah, Baba Asura is one long Masechta. Originally, the way it is, it's one long Masechta. It had three Chalakim, three Sha'arim. The Baba Kama, Baba Mesiyah, Baba Asura, each Sha'ar had three, had ten Prakim. But it's really one long Masechta called Maseches Nezikin. Or sometimes it's referred to even as Seder Nezikin. It's a Masechta about Nezikin that has three Chalakim. Later on, it got split into three for convenience or whatever, technical reasons, but it's one Masechta called Maseches Nezikin. and has those three sha'arim. So being that there's a masechta called Maseches Nezikin, it would get confusing for the Rishonim to refer to Seder Nezikin as Seder Nezikin, because Nezikin, you might think it's referring to those three masechtas, not to the whole Seder, and therefore they, in order to differentiate, they refer to Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshua, so I'll shame that pasuk, and Nezikin is referring to the three babas. That's the sort of the mini Seder Nezikin, the Maseches Nezikin, but that is the reason, perhaps, why Rashi and all these places and other Rishonim refer to Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshua. That could be one hasber. Actually, there's another hasber, maybe more pashat, that if you look at all the other five starim, all their names are positive names. Ryan, Maya, Nashim, these are fine names. But Nezikin is a Lashon Genai, it's a Lashon of Hezek, a Lashon of Peronius. And we know, Chazal say, al yotzi adam davar megunim mipiv, you're not supposed to speak a Lashon which is not Lashon Nekiah. So perhaps the Rishonim B'Dafka wanted to use a Lashon Nekiah and not refer to it as Nezikin, which is a Lashon of a Mazik. And instead, they didn't want to invent their own word, but they used the word of the Pasuk, of the Torah Kedosh, and the Navi calls it Seder Yeshuas. So they decided to refer to it as Seder Yeshuas instead of Seder Nezikin, which is a Lashon of a Mazik. That could be two Hezberim in this Lashon of Rashi over here of Seder Yeshuas, which I'll be Zeichet, I could have a Yeshua from Allah Mazikin.